Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Today is Tuesday, April 24th. This is the Game 6 wrap-up. And like Ringo Starr said, got to pay your dues if you want to sing the blues, and you know it don't come easy. And it never has for the Rangers. Never, ever has. And it will come down to Game 7 on Thursday night at Madison Square Garden. And, you know, the home record is for these teams in the first round of the playoffs is not good. But I would much rather have this game at Madison Square Garden than not. So this is why it was important. At least we thought it was important for the Rangers to be in the upper echelon of the conference rather than the lower echelon. So that way they get Game 7 at home. And we'll have all Game 7s at home until they get to the Stanley Cup. They will have all Game 7s at home. I forgot. The one team that would have had that advantage is gone. Now, for those of you that are already wondering where my partner is, he is not here this evening. Eddie went through a little bit of you heard him talking the other night about his issues with the dentist, and he had to have a little surgery tonight. He has promised to be back for tomorrow night, the second show of our Blue Shirt Underground Radio doubleheader tomorrow night at 9 p.m. as we get you guys ready for Game 7. So I am flying solo tonight. Hopefully you guys will call in. We'll get to your calls. 646-478-4692 is the number. Got a nice crowd here in the chat room. I see the Devils have squandered yet another lead in this series. They're 2-2 in that game now, I believe. And actually, Panthers have scored like two goals just in the last like 15 minutes, I think, just since I sat down and logged into the show. So, yes, we wish Eddie speedy recovery. He was going into the dentist chair at 5:30. So 5:30 your time. So he is home recuperating with a large bottle of painkillers next to him, I hope, and he should be ready to go for tomorrow night. And you guys are in true Blue Shirt Underground fashion making fun of him in the chat room. As it should be, and I'm sure he wouldn't have it any other way. So we'll get to the game last night. I was trying to think about it today. I can't recall another game that the Rangers were involved in ever that had as many storylines coming out of it as last night's game. You had Chris Kreider getting his first goal last night. You had Dan Girardi getting kicked in the crease by McCulloch. You had that controversial goal. With 39 seconds to go from Chris Neal. You had the hit on Chris Neal from Michael Delzato. The comments from Chris Neal after the game, and if you didn't hear them, Chris Neal basically said that someday he'll catch Michael Delzato with his head down. So basically, he threatened to hurt him. Is basically what he did. Will the NHL do anything about it? Of course not. They do anything about McCulloch kicking Girardi in the crease last night? Of course not. That's just the way it is in today's NHL. Eddie and I were talking about it last night. It's basically become like the NFL, probably worse. Week to week, game to game, the rules just don't matter. Nothing is being called consistently. What's a penalty tonight is not a penalty tomorrow night. What's a suspendable infraction tonight is not a suspendable infraction tomorrow night. I forgot to mention Henrik Lundqvist's comment after the game regarding the referees. I have that clip. I'll play it for you in just a minute. So lots of storylines coming out of the game last night. Lots of them. So we're headed for a... Yeah, sure, Storm. We'll just also, I'll play a tune or something while you go to the bathroom. Turn your speakers up. Just take us with you or whatever. That's what I do when I have to go. Actually, Eddie and I will send each other a message. I have to pee. Be right back. So a lot of times, if you don't hear one of us talking for a minute, it's because we went to the bathroom. But anyway, so lots of storylines leading up to Thursday night's Game 7. I think obviously, big sigh of relief. The Rangers came out and played a much better game than Game 5, I thought. I mean, I still maintain they did not play all that well in Game 5, not just because they didn't score. I just didn't see the same play that we'd seen from the Rangers during the season in Game 5. Last night, I thought Prust getting into that fight with Neil, and he really took the worst of it, I thought. I thought Neil got the better of him. But that really seemed to get the Rangers going. Derek Stepan got the Rangers on the board with the first goal. Then Richards and Kreider, about 2.5 minutes apart, I think. Chris Kreider with his first NHL goal. And I really like that line combination. I was in the Blue Shirt Banner game thread before the game actually started because I was still at work. And I said that I was excited to see that line last night of Stepan, Kreider, and Callahan. And I thought they looked good. I thought they did a good job every time they were on the ice. Now, Callahan went down late in the game last night, blocked a shot, and they were spraying his hand. And he did come out and finish the game. I haven't heard anything today on him, so I'm going to assume no news is good news on Callahan. I don't know if anybody else has heard anything. I actually, you guys are talking about it in the chat room. Hank went off on the Ottawa crowd on the ice last night, and I believe what he yelled at them was, "Fucking suck it," if I could understand it correctly from the video. I did upload the clip, but it's really low, so I don't even know if this is worth it. I'll play it for you. I don't think you're going to be able to hear Hank, but this is the end of the game. I recommend turning your speakers up pretty loud if you want to try and hear Hank in here. But here it is.
Is tied 3-3 and going to Game 7 at Madison Square Garden Thursday night.
This has been a team that all season long we've talked about their character and how they've won big games and been able to reverse situations that have happened to them over the course of the season consistently. And with coming back here to stave off elimination, they got a tremendous performance from Lundqvist. And you go on down the line. They needed other players to contribute. Derek Stepan was certainly one of those.
And that's actually, now you can hear it right at the end there. He says, I believe it's fucking suck it. And now I got that audio from Rangers on Demand on YouTube. MSG puts the videos on there, and they're actually the ones that at the end there, like, edited it so you hear it three times at the very end. I was surprised they did that, but yeah, you can hear them kind of mouth off to the fans because they were chanting Henrik sucks, and that makes sense. But I thought that goal, the second goal, I mean, it was ridiculous. Neil is pushing him out of the crease. The puck was kicked in. Joe, I don't think he was. I think he directed it at the fans. I don't think it was at the refs. But either way, still great to see. I like it when Henrik loses his cool because usually he's so calm most of the time. But when he loses it, he really loses it. I mean, there's no middle ground with his temper. I mean, when he goes nuts, he goes off. I forget who they were playing this year. and somebody was getting in his face in the crease, and he just started wailing on him, and I don't think I'd ever seen him do that before. So, so that was Henrik. That was Henrik at the end of the game, and then here he is discussing the goal in the locker room. This one's much easier to hear.
It was challenging going into this one. You know, try to focus on the right things. I talked about it this morning too. Focus on the things you can control. It's tough when the season can be over. You just have to block it out and play your game.
Hank, part of controlling your emotions was that last 30-35 seconds. What was going through your mind?
I think it's an absolute joke. You know, I'm gonna freeze the puck. He pushes me out of the net and kicks the puck in the net, and I just told the other guys, it scares me that they can call it a goal, and someone wanted them back in the game for sure. So upsets me, but we played a really good game and we deserve this one.
What do you take out of tonight as you head to Game 7? When do you start to think about the specter of Game 7?
Not yet. Need to save the energy. So I think tonight we just relax and enjoy this one, and then think about the good things we did today and power play. You know, they really stepped up today, and we needed them the most tonight. So it was just a big play, and then the second period to get a goal there, and it felt.
There you go, Henrik saying, you know, it was, and he, you know, I agree with him. It is, if you think about it, it's scary that, you know, he's getting shoved out of the crease, the puck gets kicked in, and somehow somebody still judges that to be a goal. I mean, you know, the officiating, I've seen this from Sens fans, I've seen it from Ranger fans, I've seen it from fans of other teams. And the one thing that everybody seems to agree on is that this is the worst officiated playoff series that I think anybody has ever seen. I mean, it's just how many, I mean, we've sat here, we've done, this is now our sixth wrap-up show, and every night we've spent a bulk of the, not a bulk, but we've spent at least a portion of each one of these shows discussing what calls were made that were bad, what calls that were missed, and is this one going to get suspended, or this one's not getting suspended for this? I really think the officiating has been far too big a story of this series, far too big. And I can only hope that it's not a story after Game 7. But we'll save that for the Game 7 wrap-up show, which will be, I guess, Friday night. So we got Thursday night. We got that's funny. Hank said he's not going to think about Game 7 yet because he wants to relax. And Brandon Prust said he's already thinking about Game 7. So I guess it all depends on your mindset. And I know as fans, we're already thinking about it. That's for sure. And the 2 days it's going to seem like a very long two days until they drop the puck. About 48 hours from now, we should be in the third period. Have they announced start time for that game yet? Because apparently, I don't know if it was the NHL website or somebody had mistakenly put up the time that the game was starting at noontime on Thursday. And I guess a lot of people caught wind of that, and we're going crazy about it. So there's still no start time. I guess, like Adam just said, they're probably waiting to see what goes on with Florida and New Jersey. Cutter, to answer your question from before, yes, Coyote fans out here are very excited about the Coyotes' big win last night, making it into the second round of the playoffs for the first time in Phoenix Coyotes history. Congratulations to them. And I believe they're playing the Predators in the second round, so that should be a pretty good series. Mike Smith, I said this before the playoffs started, that they could be a dark horse because he was playing very well down the stretch, and that's continued. So we'll see how far he can take Phoenix. And I still dream of a Rangers-Coyotes final just so I can go to a Stanley Cup Finals game. I would skip a car payment if I had to. I'm completely willing to do that. All right. 646-478-4692, the number. We're going to get right to the phone calls because we only got an hour tonight. So let's go right to 973-287. You're on Blue Shirt Underground. Who's this?
It's me, Jimmy. It's Daniel. I decided to skip the Skype and go regular.
Skip the Skype? And right to the landline. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good about how the Rangers competed Game 6. And just like I was going to say, you know, it's everything, Jimmy. It's not just the officiating. It's the war room. It's Shanahan, Bettman, it's everything that goes on. It's like you're going to have to handpick and choose what's considered deemable suspension-worthy for these head hits. And I don't care if they said Chris Neal did not propel himself into Brian Boyle. He was acting like a predator. He sized up Boyle, and he blasted him right in the head in Game 5. And it's the whole thing with the war room, the same thing. I don't care if he didn't have complete contact with the skate to the puck, Jimmy. We all know what happened. He grazed the puck, and Chris Neal kicked it into the net. This is absolutely probably the worst officiating, the worst everything in the Stanley Cup playoffs since, I don't know, maybe since
head hits.
The lockout.
Any head hit.
Thank you, Paulie.
Thank you, Paulie.
Thank you,
Paulie. Head hits. It just infuriates me. And we feel like the league is going against the Rangers.
Paulie thinks you're funny.
Thank you, Paulie.
See, I don't buy that. I don't buy that. I can't buy that. And you know what? It's to say that, you know, I just can't buy it.
That's fine.
What fans, and you know, Giant fans say the same thing. The NFL refs, they hate the Giants, and they'll point to 10 plays that were bad calls. I think every fan of every team thinks that the league or the refs hate their team. I just can't buy into the league hates the Rangers. I just think that this league is poorly officiated. And I think that part of the reason is, I think the four referees on the ice, I think that's a bad idea. I've said for years it's a bad idea. I think they've spread the talent pool of referees too thin at this point. There aren't enough competent referees to go along. Just let me finish this thought.
Sure.
And my opinion, there's less room on the ice. How many times you see the board, the puck go along the boards and it hits the referee? They can't get out of the way.
Nope. Absolutely. I just wanted to get to my game 4 point here before I got kicked off by Skype. What pissed me off was the double minor high stick call.
Dan, are you still there?
I'm still here.
You're breaking up. Dan, I can't. Dan, are you there? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm here.
Dan, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm
so if your lips are wet and ready to go, hold on.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Paul. Paulie's sitting in tonight. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
I
that's
had
all
to
right.
Do that to you, though.
No, that's fine. Don't worry about it. That's cool. But anyway, I'm just saying, you know, the non-double minor high-sticking call on the center that got Dan Girardi on the bridge of his nose, that's what pissed me off, is that they did not call it. They did not call that penalty. And the Senators were allowed to keep their power play. That made it 2-2.
Right.
I mean, that's what really got me so angry. How do you not call a double minor? Dan Girardi is getting high-sticked on his nose. And there's blood. And
right.
You don't call the penalty. I mean, what happened? They decide to ignore it all of a sudden? They thought, what, that was a dive? I mean, that's ridiculous.
I agree.
I mean, you know, and I'm agreeing with you that in that game the Rangers played not to lose. But that goal should never have been allowed to stand. They should never have kept their power play. That should have been face-off in the Ottawa end in the second period. And it's just more ineptness that I can't stand anymore. I can't stand it. Either get better referees or find a way, you know, or find a better director of officials to teach these guys the rule book from top to bottom.
Yeah, that too. I have a question. Maybe if you don't know the answer, because I don't know the answer to this. Maybe
sure.
If you don't know the answer, maybe somebody in the chat room knows. In football officials, you know, the referees, the umpires, the line judges, all these guys, they work regular jobs all week. They're car salesmen, they're insurance agents, whatever, and then they go referee football games on Sunday. It's not a full-time job for them. Is NFL NHL officiating, is that a full-time job for these guys? I understand
yes,
they're
is.
Working
I think,
more.
Yeah, that's a full-time job. And I think the NFL officials have now become full-time referees as well.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think they changed it before the past season started.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Major League Baseball umpires, it's a full-time job. NBA referees, full-time job. NHL officials is a full-time job.
Okay. And see, my argument is always, my other side of the argument with the four officials on the ice, is that if there's four of them on the ice and they're still missing all these calls, then you might as well take, then if they're not doing you any good, you might as well go back to three.
You know what they should do, to be honest with you? I think they should give the linesmen a little more power. I'm not saying they should call penalties, but what they should do is allow the linesmen to at least, you know, have a little more say in, hey, listen, there's a penalty over here that you missed that you should call. And then they can just say, okay, penalty. Give the linesmen a little more power. Or you know what they do? And being a soccer guy, obviously, you know, this is what they're doing now in soccer games like in England and MLS and all over the world now. They wear these headsets with a microphone so they can talk to each other. The main referee on the middle, the main referee in the field, the two assistants who calls the offsides, the throw-in possessions, and the fourth official who handles the substitutions and the added time. If you have these NHL refs and the linesmen having, you know, a little extra equipment, have those little headsets so they can talk to each other, then the linesmen, if you give them a little more power, they say, hey, listen, there's a penalty here that you missed. You should call the high stick.
Right.
That's what I think they should do.
Or what about taking that fourth official and just suspending him from the middle of the ice, you know, like from whatever the scoreboard that hangs down, just suspend him on a harness and, like, rotate him so that he can...
Yeah, you know, that would work well.
That would work, you know, like a Batman thing?
Yeah, exactly.
And I just want to jump into a discussion here that's going on in the chat room, and they're talking about Ottawa and the NHL and how the NHL feels, and Costa saying Canada will watch no matter which Canadian team is. And just to lend a little credence why the NHL is not against they're not against the Rangers. They're not looking to get the Rangers out of the playoffs. If Ottawa succeeds, okay, if the unthinkable happens on Thursday night and Ottawa moves on to the next round, and NBC's got to show Ottawa games, you know, NBC doesn't get any advertising money from Canada because the Canadian stations are showing those games.
Yes.
Okay, that's why the same reason why when it was versus, you very rarely saw Canadian teams on those versus games.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to broadcast. They don't make any advertising money from Canada. So NBC's not openly rooting for Ottawa. I think they'd probably be rooting for, you know, hoping that the number one market in the world gets into the second round.
Of course.
So.
Of course.
So that's another reason why I can't buy into the NHL hates. Maybe they hate the Rangers, but they're not going to actively seek to fuck them over and get them out in the first round.
You said it, Jimmy, not me.
Okay. So, all right, listen, Dan, I'm going to let you go. We're going to take got a bunch of people on hold here to bail me out since I don't have a partner tonight.
No problem.
But we'll talk to you tomorrow night maybe for the Game 7 rally.
Yep, sure thing.
All right, take care.
Take care, bye.
Bye. All right, moving right along. Let's bring Frankie in. Frankie, how are you?
I'm doing okay. It's kind of cold tonight. It's about 70 out here in Fort Myers.
70. It's kind of cold, huh?
I'm freezing.
Poor you.
My blood's locked in.
You got your park on. You got your hat with the big flaps on it.
I call tonight because people have to eat crow tonight. I'm one of them because I have not bought into Kreider as the number one guy around as a prospect. But he did score that second goal, and I have to eat crow because I was very proud of that score and that he was able to come through. So I eat crow for that game. Kreider got his goal. However, on the other side of the coin, you guys made a comment the other night that Delzato is not a physical force. He just pushes people, and that's how he gets those statistics of all those multiple hits and stuff like that. I think he had four hits in the last game. And if he didn't throw a hit on Neil, I don't know what constitutes a hit.
Well, now in fairness, Frankie, that was my co-host Eddie that said that, and he's not here tonight to defend himself. He had to have dental surgery.
We make mistakes. I'm still not sold on Kreider, but, you know, he did score the goal, so I eat crow. But Delzato's always played with an edge. even in junior hockey, you know. So he just got to show you he didn't pick on a little guy.
Right. Oh, you're absolutely right.
Right, and I think the Boyle hit, Boyle made a mistake. He cut across the ice. He's not supposed to do that. I don't know if you go back a couple of years ago when Matt Cullen did the same thing, cut across the ice, and that maniac, Coletta, jumped like 6 inches in the air and got him in the face and broke his jaw. But, yeah, it is what it is.
All right, so how you feeling for Game 7?
I don't like Neil saying that he's going to go after Delgado first chance he gets, but it's going to be legal. I would have thought that Pross, Scott, and Rupp would have said, well, if anybody goes after Delgado, we go after Carlson. So, but I guess these guys on the Rangers don't know their roles yet.
No, I think they just want to do their talking on the ice, Frankie. There's no, they're not going to get into a war of words with a guy like Chris Neal.
And I
don't even want him to. Just all I care about is that they go out and win Thursday night. Like Chris Neal could do his talking from the golf course.
And if the Rangers think that they're getting the bad side of the calls in the off season, there's an unrestricted free agent who would probably put to rest some of those calls, a guy named Gregory Campbell. He's a center left wing, you know, very fast skater, good forechecker, a little bit tough, skill set, played with Pittsburgh, plays with Boston. I don't think Dad would come down hard on the Rangers if his son was playing on. And there was a call, I don't know if anybody mentioned it, but I didn't like that interference call on Kreider where he touched the goalie's skate. If that's interference, what the heck were they doing to Lundqvist? That's interference.
No, you're right.
I mean,
but even Kreider admitted, I can't go through the paint there. He said, I won't do it again. So he learned his lesson.
But Ottawa lives in the paint.
I understand. You're getting no argument from me.
I was screaming on one of the goals where Stahl allowed Neil to get behind him, and he didn't even try to push him out of the way, and the guy, you know, he scores a goal. And you know me with Stahl. I was going nuts. You know, Stahl, what are you doing? Are you so afraid of this guy that you won't touch him? And down the feed down here in Fort Myers, they had something in front of the net with Delgado and Neil slashing and cross-checking each other in front of the net. And I'm saying, I hope Stahl is taking notes. This little guy, 5'11", 185, is out here going head-to-head with him. And nobody ever gave credit for Stefan. Didn't Stefan a game or two ago level Neil also?
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, you know, he had a good game, 3 points, I think, Stefan. But Stefan, when we drafted him, he was only 165. Yeah, what? He's 165 pounds when we drafted him out of high school.
Yep.
And now he's like an inch taller, and he's like 190 pounds. And he's, you know, he's still a skill set player, but he can get physical. You know, he has the good skating skills, and he's got the timing down just like Callahan. That's right. I don't know if Kreider's got that. He's definitely got the size and the speed. I saw him try to throw a couple of checks, and I don't know. He misses or whatever it is.
He's got the size. He'll learn how to play to his size. All right. Tell me right now. We're going to win Thursday night? We're going to the second round or what?
What?
I know. You don't like predictions.
If we lose, the people in MSG in the stands will be nuts. You know, they got to win. If you can't finish first in your division and then get knocked out of the playoffs 3 years in a row with Tortorella as your coach. Tortorella will be out of here. He'll be fired if he loses the third year in a row.
I don't think he will.
I don't know.
They just gave him an extension. They're not going to fire him.
New York is a different town. They hold you to a higher standard than in other towns.
He's not going to be fired. All right, well, listen, Frankie, I got to take other calls tonight. We're only doing an hour. I got a half hour to go. So enjoy the game Thursday night. We'll talk to you soon.
Good night, gentlemen.
Take care. All right, that was Frankie. And now for some sanity. Here's the one and only, my dear friend. I've drank with her. I've broken bread with her. Amy, how are you?
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good now that my hangover's gone away. I was kind of trashed by the end of the second period last night because I was so convinced that they were going to lose that I couldn't take it. So I was doing shots at Jack in my living room by myself.
Oh, jeez. Trying to drink away the pain, huh?
Yeah, I guess I was just trying to maybe hoping I was going to pass out by the time I the game was over and we were out of the playoffs. And, you know, I don't get pessimistic that often. I was getting pretty pessimistic through the first two periods of that game.
Well, yeah, I mean, I said before the game that I thought it was very important that they get the first goal last night. And when they didn't, I really thought they were headed for disaster. But they rallied back. They toughened up.
It was like a different team in the third period.
Yeah, pretty much from that Prust fight. I read an interesting, I don't know if this is true or not, didn't have time to look it up, didn't have time to verify it. I saw somebody post on Andrew Gross's blog that after last night, Brad Richards now has a 9-game point streak in games where his team is facing elimination.
That's an interesting stat.
Pretty.
Well, I mean, he's supposed to be the clutch guy. I mean, that's one of the reasons he's getting all that money, right?
That's right. He stepped up last night.
He did, and the kid
after
did.
After we called
and
him out the other night.
He did.
Yep.
And I thought McDonough was their best defenseman last night. That
your house
great.
Is not fire, is it?
No, the firehouse is up the street. Yeah, I live in the city now, so it's all sirens. I live between three blocks between two hospitals. So.
Gotcha.
I get fire trucks. I get ambulances. I get motorcycles. It's lots of fun.
Excellent. So how confident are you heading into Game 7?
If they play the way they played in the third period, then I'm feeling pretty good. But they weren't playing like that for like the previous seven periods. So, you know, hopefully they're going to take that momentum and take that into Game 7. I'm already nervous. And usually it's game day. I wake up and I, you know, the Rangers playoff diet. I don't eat anything all day because my stomach is like doing somersaults.
Right.
But I don't know. It's going to be at the Garden. And having come back, all I can do is hope at this point. You know, but one thing I did want to say was the whole that call, the good goal. When you have friends that are Flyer fans that are calling bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know something's up.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That was just absolutely unbelievable. I couldn't believe that they called that a goal. I didn't think it ultimately mattered that much because I didn't think they were going to give up another goal in 36 seconds. I just didn't. It absolutely blew my mind. And I'm not usually one to bitch too much about the officiating, but sometimes shit happens and you just kind of have to question, you know, whose side are they on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I kind of usually try and stay in the, it all evens out in the end. You know, I think the breaks will, it'll all even out. But this series, like I said, it's been dominated by too much officiating. What's being called, what isn't being called, suspensions that aren't being handed out. There's just been far too much talk about officiating for what's been a pretty good series, you know, of just hockey. When you get down to just the hockey, it's been a pretty good series. Terrific goaltending and, you know, some great defense and good hitting, good physical play. But I think the officiating has overshadowed it a little bit.
I totally agree. I mean, it's playoff hockey, and I love and hate playoff hockey at the same time because it drives me out of my mind, but then it's so exciting, and, I'm not expecting this team to win the Cup. I'm not saying I don't want them to or that it wouldn't be great. I don't expect that. I don't require that based on where they were two seasons ago.
Right.
But, you know, but, yeah, it is a shame that there's been so much good hockey and and the hitting and all that stuff, and then you have to bitch about the refs.
Right.
Which is something that I hate to do because I'd rather make the teams be accountable for how they play. But sometimes, you know, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh no, I had, you know, we had our little viewing party of two out here, me and Vince, for game one.
Right.
And we met this guy from the Upper East Side who lives out here, and he lives up in the mountains. And so we watched with him, Ranger fan, and he's talking about coming out from up in the mountains to watch the game with me tomorrow. And all I'm thinking is, do I want my first date with a guy to be during a playoff game when the Rangers are facing elimination?
Do you really want to? I don't know.
I don't know if that would be the best idea. I might want to wait.
Although look at it this way: if he goes out with you for game seven, and then he calls you for a second date, probably a keeper.
Then I know he really likes me.
Right. He may never see you worse than that.
No, he might as well get the worst out of the way early, right?
all Ranger fans, their first date should be on game sevens. See us at our worst.
Well, so, person, who knows? I'll be seeing him at his worst, too.
That's true. So, all right, Amy, I'm going to get a few of these other calls in before I wrap it up tonight. But thank you for calling in. Always a pleasure to speak to you.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you.
All right. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night.
Definitely. Hey.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.
All right, the great Amy Renato, 646-478-4692, if you guys want to call in. You guys were talking about this on the Facebook group today, and if you're not in our Facebook group, you should be. Just look for Blue Shirt Underground Radio on Facebook. As far as Stu Bickel, why he only got – he actually wound up with 2 minutes of ice time. And I believe it was Brian, who's Captain 9 NYR. I don't know if he's here tonight. Is he here tonight? He is not. He said that, well, Stu Bickel's not very good. Well, I think Stu Bickel's been pretty okay in this series. But I just think that last night was a classic example of how Tortorella likes to play it. Get into the third period with a lead, and then he clamps it down. He just wants to play his main guys. You know, and that's why... You know, that's why McDonough wound up with almost 30 minutes. Girardi had almost 30 minutes. Stahl had over 20 minutes. You know, he stuck with the main guys last night and left Bickel on the bench. And, you know, that's kind of what we saw for a good portion of the season. We saw a lot of nights where Emminger wouldn't get the ice time in the third period, or sometimes Wojtyla, or, you know, the sixth defenseman of the day, whoever it might be. So I just think that's what it was a case of. I didn't notice Bickel making any mistake that would have sent him to the torts house, but you never know with these guys. So, all right, let's get back to the phones. Who's holding the longest? Adam from Chicago is holding the longest. Good evening, Adam. How are you?
I'm good, Jimmy. How you doing, buddy?
Good. What's going on?
Good. Well, I think I'd like to follow up on Amy's story. I actually have a pretty similar experience to that one, a date that didn't end too well. I've been going out with this girl for about 6 weeks. This is about a year and a half ago, and she was an Avalanche fan. And
ugh.
So I had center ice at the time. Yeah. So she came over and we watched Rangers Avalanche. And if you remember this game, this is the game I think they gave up 3 goals in the first period. It was probably one of their worst games all season. It was 5-1. I literally, from first intermission on, did not say a word to her the rest of the night, and we never had another date again after that.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that
we
was like
friends.
I remember that game. That might have been one of the three worst games they played in the season last year.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It did end well, but that was the last date. We're still friends now, so it's all good. We just know to keep our distance during Rangers Avalanche. So
and you've moved on to bigger and better things. And I don't mean that literally. She's not. Never mind. You know what I mean.
You've gotten to
better things. How about that?
Yeah. Happy ending for sure. So, one thing that I was pretty happy about the game that I don't think I heard anybody mention yet is that game got a 4.27 rating on MSG, and that is the highest rating the Rangers have had on MSG since Game 3 against the Devils in 1997.
I think is pretty tremendous. I saw that. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
All right, because how many times do we hear critics saying, nobody watches hockey, nobody watches hockey? Well, you know, people are starting to get back into it. And it's only the first round. So if this keeps going, you know, how much bigger is it going to get? You know, sky could be the limit.
Yep. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I think, yeah, one other thing I was really happy about, because I, as much as I like the guy, I have been on him all through the playoffs, even going back to last year, and that's Derek Stepan. He finally asserted himself in a playoff game. And even if he hadn't scored a goal, that would have been one thing, but he looks confident. He looks more and more confident. Now, maybe it's the increased responsibility that he has with Boyle out. Maybe that's made a difference. But I think we're seeing this kid really start to step up and mature. And for me, that's one of the best things that I've seen all playoffs. And that's one guy I think should be getting a little bit more credit than he's getting, is Derek Stepan.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure Derek Stepan's been completely healthy until the last game or two, either.
Probably true. Yeah, we may never know what the injury really is. You know, I wonder if Torts will ever reveal that even after the playoffs, or Stepan himself will reveal that.
No, forget
probably
it. Mr. Sunshine's not revealing anything to anybody. I have a feeling that, you know, if the hockey gods smile on the Rangers while he's their coach and they win the cup, after the game's over, he's going to say something like, well, we're still taking this a game at a time. I don't want to talk about anything. You know, I don't want to talk about the game. I don't want to talk about anything.
I'll take the next question. No comment.
Yeah.
I'll take the next question. The conference call is over in a minute, 30 seconds. Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah. Mr. Sunshine. So,
well, obviously he wins. I could care less about his personality.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
But, it is pretty sad when you compare these fines, because, you know, the maximum that a player can be fined is $2,500. Meanwhile, a coach could get $20,000, and the players
right.
are definitely making more. As far probably making more money than the coaches.
Right.
I mean, but I guess that's the beauty of having a union behind you. I guess that's where it comes in. But $2,500 is chump change to almost everybody, almost any player. What I wish they could do, and I know the players would never go for it, would be to find them a game check. I mean, that would never work for the superstars, but, you know, $2,500 to Alex Ovechkin is not $2,500 to John Scott.
Right, yeah. Right. But, I mean, $2,500 is nothing to most of these guys. You know, that's like, you know, I was talking about it with somebody at work today, and I said, you know, that's like if I go into work late tomorrow, my boss says, Jim, you were late to work today. Give me a dime. You know? I'm going to fine you a quarter. I mean, that's really, to most of these guys, that's what $2,500 is.
Yeah, it's basically meaningless. It's basically meaningless. So let me ask, what are you going to do for the game? Are you going to stay home? Are you going to go out? Is there going to be a big get-together in Arizona for the big game 7?
Nope, no get-together. It's hard during
okay.
the week because everybody works. And, you know, most of us are either getting home. We're either on our way home from work when the game starts, or we're just getting home. Yeah, the games are either starting at 4 or 4:30 for us now. So it's almost impossible for us to get together during the week. Like last night, the other two games that were in Ottawa, it worked out good because they started at 7:30 your time, or East Coast time, which was 4:30 my time. And I literally get home from work at like 25 after 4. So I home, change the clothes, put the TV on, and the game starts. But when the game starts at 4, I got to set the DVR, come home, and then I kind of wind up just kind of fast-forwarding on the slow speed through the until I'm all caught up. So that's what I wound up doing last night, because for whatever reason, they started last night's game at 7 instead of 7:30. So I wasn't home when the game started. So I don't know. They still haven't announced what time the game Thursday night is. Like you said, I think they're waiting on this Devils game, which is it
yep.
still tied?
Yeah, 2-2, 7:30 to go.
Okay, 2-2. And then tomorrow night is Washington and Boston.
I'm excited for that game. That's going to be something else.
That's been a good series, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, the one thing that I don't want, and I know we've beaten Philadelphia every time, what I don't want is for both Boston and Florida to win, because I don't want to see a rested Philadelphia team in the second round of the playoffs. I don't want to see them yet. I'll take my chances with the Devils or even Washington, but I do not want to see Philly just yet. Not when they're this confident.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. So, all right, Adam. Well, thanks for calling in, and we'll see you tomorrow night, maybe.
All right. Yep. Sounds good. Leave me on hold, okay?
Will do. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Good night.
All right. Adam from Chicago. And let's see. Put him back on hold. And 845-423, you're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
Oh, my God. Is that Jim Schmiedeberg?
The one and only.
Unbelievable.
How are you, Mike?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
I didn't realize
it, yeah, it's
I didn't
the
realize
best fan
that
of your
too.
Wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good night, Mike.
Good night. No, it's all good.
Here, this is for you then.
Great this
show,
classifies buddy. Me as a low grade moron.
By the way, do you have any more sound bites of Frankie?
Any new ones? No, just the
just the old tired classic ones.
Like they're not tired. Bob, did you just call them tired?
Well, it might not be old and tired.
Wikipedia. So.
Have you heard that one?
That's a good one.
I lost my place here. Hold on. How about this one?
He is very highly related.
Yep. I like that one.
Restricted agents.
Beautiful.
How about here, this is the last one I'm going to play, but have you ever heard this one?
Can't get a signal where I live. So what I do is I move down the street near the tower at a Hess gas station.
That's a new one. Yeah,
that one's newer. We have no, you haven't been around the last few weeks. Have you heard Mary yet?
Mary?
Yeah. Oh, she's nuts.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got a sound bite?
No, we don't have it. We haven't pulled any of hers yet, so we'll have to work on that. But anyway.
Oh.
So you were texting me during the game last night, epic, and I told you that was the turning point. I texted you.
Yep,
and told you.
Yep. Turning point.
Turning point. We were getting everything back together, and here we are.
That goal two, Ottawa's second goal. What a joke! It's just ridiculous. I was just beside myself. If you remember the Devils, '94, where they scored, right at the end of the game there in Game 7.
Valerie Zalapukin.
It's just ridiculous, and I could see the same thing happening again.
I almost threw my ex-wife out the window. She.
I was about to throw my future wife out the window.
He scores that goal. I forget 1.5 seconds, whatever it was. He scores that goal. They go off the ice for overtime, and I'm just pitching a fit around the apartment, right? Throwing stuff, slamming doors. She starts screaming at me, "Knock it off! It's just a game." And don't ever tell me it's just
no.
Don't tell me that. It's not just. I'm screaming at her. It's not a fucking game. I've been waiting my whole life for this. The fucking thing. Yeah, I can't believe we're not together anymore. Anyway.
I did the same thing. I had the same problem.
It's not just a game.
Monopoly. It's not just a game.
Yahtzee is just a game.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Ginnipkinop? That was just a game. This is raw.
No, this is, we're all in.
That's right.
As we say in giant speak, we're all in.
That's right. So how are you feeling heading into Game 7?
I'm very confident. I'm surprised that nobody's been talking about the fact that the referees are going to call nothing in Game 7. Nothing.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. That's been the tradition. They just let things slide. Just ridiculous things. I mean, people just bash each other. The players just totally go all out and just kill each other, and the referees call nothing in Game 7. That's been been the way it's been. And I kind of like it, actually.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's what you want to see for Game 7. But, you know, with the way this series is, who knows? Who knows? As you love to say, all bets are off.
All bets are off.
All
that's
bets
right.
are off. That's a
True.
That's a mic. That's a micism right there for you. All bets are off.
Yeah, I made that up myself. It's all me.
I'm posting a picture of Gnipkinop in the
Gnipkinop.
Gnipkinop.
We have Gnipkinop. Well, that shows how old we are.
Yep. Apparently, the game is still. You can still buy it on Amazon because I googled Gnipkinop and Amazon comes up. This retro tabletop game here.
Well, you used to be able to buy it at Kmart. You know,
rough time.
Now it's
that's
now it's Amazon.
$40 on Amazon for Gnipkinop. $40. They've got all those retro games on here. Look at it. They've got Don't Break the Ice, Toss Across, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Kerplunk. They got all
Kerplunk. Oh my God.
Kerplunk. Yeah, it's all right there for you. So all is well. What do you think about Chris Neal? What he said about Delzato?
Say it again. Do you have the soundbite?
He said, "I don't have." No, I couldn't find one. But all he said was, "Someday I'll catch him with his head down."
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What do you think? It's not really necessary. You know, I'm not into the violence of the game. I'm really not. I'm into the skill of the game. And the Rangers are a hard-working team. So I understand the whole mindset that we have to go through. But I would prefer, you know, just bypassing that, just, you know, showing how good you are. You don't
right.
have to talk shit.
Settle it on the ice. Talk is cheap. Play the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Coughlin likes to say.
That's right. Talk is cheap. But it is hockey. It's different. It's different.
That's true.
And
so, all right, Mr. Ferkey, sir. I'm going to take a couple of the calls. I'm almost done here, so
yeah.
I've survived my
Thank
hour
you for,
without Eddie. I feel bad for anybody listening tonight. This is like buying Hall & Oates tickets, and it's just oats. But
by the way, Jim, you're doing a fantastic job by yourself. I'll call you later. Just
you know
to,
me.
You are
just
doing a great job by yourself.
Thank you.
And it's not easy. Pimping
no.
ain't easy, baby.
No, it's hard out here for a pimp. All right, sir. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. All right. I think this is Catroni. Joe, what's going on?
It's Catroni.
How are you?
What's up, Jimbo?
How are you?
Good, man. All
talk
right.
to me.
So you're open
what's going
for
on?
Phoenix. I'm open for Nashville.
yeah, that's true. I saw that. You want
a
national?
A bunch of my teammates
spot,
are all
right?
Preds fans. They got season tickets. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, I just wanted to make a couple of quick points. This will be the only game set. The second game seven since the '94 final.
Yeah.
So we all should be pretty jacked up at this point because, to be honest with you, at the beginning of the season. You know, I thought we were going to pretty much be where we were last year, struggling to get into the seventh spot, eighth spot. So it's all good. I'm thrilled, and so I think it's just let's move on from all the refs bull crap and the NHL. It is what it is. I've said it for 100 years. The NHL is the worst officiating in pro sports. It's mind boggling, and we all know that frustration. But anyway, I'm not going to predict any games because I might as well just take out a coin and flip it. But anyway, I think if the Rangers get the lead, they win. And I think if they score first, obviously getting the lead, they win. And they were good all year with the lead, so I'm pretty confident. I mean, they were the whole season. I think they only lost 5 games after scoring the first goal, which is pretty good. So. And they were actually pretty decent, even giving up the first goal. They were just a few games, I think, under 500. So
right.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Totally.
And so we'll see what happens. I mean, and if they win, I think I remember reading if they're leading after the first period, this season they were 21. I think they only lost 3 games. And after the second period, they never lost a game. They were like 30-0-3.
They didn't lose anyone they let after the third period either.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, look at that, statistics. Holy shnikes, it works. I'm pretty pumped. I wish I was there, though.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like paying airfare and ticket price.
It's going to be a fun atmosphere, no doubt about it.
It's going to be pretty raw. It's going to be pretty awesome. In fact, what, 08-09 when we were in Game 7, that was in Washington.
Right.
Yeah, that had to have been, right? Because that was the first round. Yeah.
Right.
So this is the first Game 7 at the Garden since the Stanley Cup Final, which is amazing.
Yep.
So it's going to be awesome.
18 years?
I'm looking forward.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. So it'll be good.
And
it's going to be fun.
And I think they've only played one other Game 7 since then. Right? Just at Washington?
Yeah, they only played in 08-09, they played against Washington. That
Washington.
Was the only one they played,
right.
Game 7. Everything else was
five or six
games.
Winning or losing.
Winning or losing, right. Yeah. It's amazing. But it's true. And like I said, it's the first Game 7 at the Garden since the Stanley Cup. So it's pretty crazy. It's going to be nuts.
But I was checking. They haven't released the time yet, so I'm assuming it's going to be a 7 o'clock game, right? It would be a pretty safe assumption.
7 or 7:30.
Yeah.
Probably 7 since it's at the Garden.
Yeah.
The home game.
Anyway, all right, man. We'll enjoy it.
All right. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah.
Bye, Jim.
Bye.
Yeah.
All right, Joe Catrone down in he's in Tennessee. I always want to say South Florida because that's his area code, but he's actually near Nashville. 646-478-4692. We got just about 3 minutes to go. Don't forget, we will be back tomorrow night, and I do mean we. Eddie will be back with me tomorrow night for a little Game 7 rally. We'll get Eddie's thoughts on Game 6 as well, since he missed out on tonight.
No.
Hopefully no Frankie. I don't know. Yeah. Frankie calls in, but we got to get. It's hard to keep him on point. He always wants to talk about the future. He wants to talk about the offseason. He wants to talk about. I want to talk about now. I want to talk about Game 6 and Game 7. That's all I want to talk about. I don't care about who's going to play right defense in 4 years, or Michael St. Croix, or who's in the OHL that they could draft. I don't want to talk about that now. Talk to me about that in July. So exactly, Cowie. It's a pep rally. We'll have the pom poms out. We'll have a pyramid going. Anything you want. It'll be like Greece in here or something. I don't know. But I guess that'll wrap it up. Nobody else on hold. I appreciate you guys calling in. And I guess we'll end the show 2 minutes early. How about since he stinks again? he just hasn't gotten it done. He's been playing okay, but still can't score. But here's the Doobie Cat to finish things out. We'll see you guys tomorrow night, 9 o'clock.
Dubinsky.
we love him.
4 million.
We're all gonna cheer when he hits that net.
The pitch game.
Good night, everybody.